Now, when a toddler learns to speak and understand language, they don't have to learn every possible word combination. So they don't need to learn the meaning of all these different combinations. What they do is they learn the rules of the language, and they can apply these rules to new words. So the structure of the language is the rule. Now, I'm not suggesting that rats can learn to speak, but they do seem to be capable of the same kind of rule transfer. Now, writing in the journal Science, University College London's Robin Murphy and colleagues conditioned rats to expect food after they were played a certain sequence of tones. Now, there's nothing new there. This is called Pavlovian conditioning, and Pavlov did it with dogs. He rang a bell, then fed them. The dogs then associated the bell with the food, and that's conditioning. But what they did with the rats was give them a sequence of notes, and in this case it was ABA or BAB. So the sequence of effectively X, Y, X, so note one, note two, note one again, regardless of what the notes were, was the sequence that meant they get food. If they played a different sequence, so note one, note one, note two, or BBA, anything like that, they didn't get the food. So they learnt the sequence, not the actual notes.
And did the rats actually perform as expected?
Yes, they did. So they learnt that the sequence that was then associated with food, but the other sequences, when it wasn't the right one, they didn't get food.
And what does this tell us about, A, how the brain works, and B, why is this important?
Well, in this case, it is just normal conditioning. That shows us that rats are capable of learning to associate one external element with a reward like food. But what happened here is they changed the note. And so they gave them the same sequence in a different tone. Now, different tones shouldn't be the same memory kick. So effectively, what they showed was they applied the rule of the sequence to a completely different set of environmental conditions, the different tones. And again, they expected food with the right sequence, but not necessarily the right notes. Now, this is part of what we think of as a toolkit to answer all of life's problems and to problem solve. So actually, rats are a lot smarter than we think.
Go rats. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris and Ben. Thank you very much, Ben. And we're talking this week about microbes and bacteria. So if you have any questions for us, you can send those in. The email is open now. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.